Man, I just want to speak about the freedom that's in God, and just everything He's done in life. You know, I'm not writing notes or not reading out of His Word right now, but just the freedom that comes with Him. And so, I just want to speak on that. Some stuff that I grew up with that I, you know, saw as a kid with super young parents that I was just exposed to, that you didn't realize that it takes a hold of you throughout your whole life, right? And so I remember at a very young age, like maybe first couple years in elementary school, finding stuff on the internet that was like, oh, okay, me and friends like exploring this or whatever, and you come across this and then boom, right there. And then your family has all the packages for DirecTV, and then you scroll up to the higher, you know, channels, and you see this on TV because it's quick access. And then you find your dad's magazines in a garage, you know, growing up, and all that just ate at me for so long, and it was so easy. Then you get into high school and you have it on your phone. You can do whatever you want, and it's so quick and convenient. And just growing up with that, you know, and then finally, like, okay, you move on, you move past it. You realize that you've broken the chain, you've broken the bondage of that, you're no longer addicted or whatever the case may be. But then the enemy always finds another way to get at you. And he finds another way, you know, as you grow up. It's like, okay, you're not doing this anymore, but you're doing this. And so taking a step back, you realize, okay, well, I'm not there, but I'm here. And so it's hard because you realize, like, okay, I'm doing good, but I'm doing better, but I'm not where I want to be. And so just, you know, I'm so thankful for where God has led me out of that struggle. But then you realize you're going through new struggles as you move on. And, you know, okay, I'm not doing that, but I'm in a relationship that I'm going to church on Sundays, but Monday through Saturday, I'm compromising on the situation. And so then, you know, God kind of sends you a wake up call and like, okay, just because you're praying on Sunday doesn't mean that, you know, Monday through Saturday, you've broken that. And so I'm just so thankful for, you know, the freedom that lives within me because of who He is. And so, you know, and prepare yourself for battles. If you know that you're going into a battle that is a struggle, you know, what are the barriers that you're going to put yourself up with? Recently, you know, I have a bunch of great mentors here at this church. And I'm so thankful for it. But one of the things that I do is I proactively put locks on my phone so I don't go down a rabbit hole. It's not because I can't handle myself, but I would rather have the barriers in place so it never even affects me to that point. So I bought a house last year. Nobody has been over to my house. I don't want anybody at my house. Friends, family, you know, that's different, but I don't want to have a wine night. I don't want to have, hey, come over and watch Netflix. I don't want that. So I made a promise. I was like, hey, I'm gonna stick to this. I'm 28 years old and nobody's coming over. and it's not because it's like what you can do at my house. If you want to have dinner, we can go have dinner. There's no sense in having that connection there. And so what I mean by that is I'm putting in barriers in place to proactively set myself up for success. And so I think that's so good for all of us to know. And so back to me getting a new phone, I'm sitting there trying to transfer everything. And I call up Craig. I was like, hey, there's a password. I need the password. Like, I'm not going crazy right now. I'm getting a new phone. I bought it, you know, it's a brand new phone. He didn't answer. I was like, oh man, Richie, I need Richie. He's like, I don't remember it, you know? And well, at first he didn't answer. And then I called John. He's like, I don't know. I called Craig or Richie. I was like, I did. So I called Misty. I was like, are you with Richie? Nobody knew the password. And so I didn't know there's a way to reset it. And there is a way to reset it. So I reset it. But I was on the phone with Misty and Richie. We're driving somewhere. I was on speaker. I was like, all right, I'm going to come to you on Sunday and I want another, put in another password. Well, the 2 days prior to that, you know, I had an unlocked phone. I could have done whatever it was that, you know, would have put me down into the pit that I was in that God had brought me out of, but I didn't. And so that Sunday I was like, okay, I still want a password though. You know, I don't want to play with fire. I don't want to get into that situation of, you know, what ifs, right? I work two jobs and I get home at 10:30 at night and I leave at 8. Well, luckily only 2 days a week now, but still it's exhausting. And how many know, like, when you're tired emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, you're going to be attacked. You're going to be that. So those guardrails are there for a reason. Those guardrails are meant, the barriers, the good barriers are meant to keep you on track. And so I'm just so thankful for one, the community, and then to be able to share that, that I've never shared publicly, the struggle that I've had growing up and up and up. And then, okay, I've beat that, but then I'm in this relationship that's not as much better as this that I was doing in high school. You know, and then to be freed from that, and then to now still be able to walk in freedom with my community and with the barriers that are put into place, and you know, just recognizing, okay, I beat this. You know what? There's something else coming. Yesterday I was so busy, I broke down twice with just anxiety of stress and work and finances and cheer and practices and house stuff, that when you buy a house, you have to fix stuff. And so it was just so stressful. There's like not enough time in the day for this and this and this. And I was so stressed. And I feel like, you know, when the reason I came up here and said that was because I see everybody else come up here and tell their story, you know, and it's great to read from the Bible sometimes, but just the vulnerability that you have to be able to show others like, hey, I'm struggling. And then how many know when you're asked to do something and you want to go do something good for God, you be attacked even more sometimes. So that was me yesterday. It just broke down and was like, I don't know what to do anymore. And it's just the stress and the anxiety that came with it. But I knew you had to push through. You knew that you have a job and a, you know, objective to cross, and you have people to speak to because something is on your heart and you have to do it. But, you know, like everything, when you're asked to do something, you're going to be attacked even more. You're going to come against opposition. I feel like, you know, I say this to the 50, 60 athletes that I coach, is, you know, anytime you're faced with opposition, it's an opportunity. And so I've had a few people who were seniors last year that were trying to lead the team, and some people made, you know, and I made fun of them, but they were just like, you're not my coach, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, listen, like, that opposition that you're faced, it's an opportunity for you to grow. And so that's kind of what I want to say, is the freedom that we have in God and the opportunity that we have to continue to grow and move forward. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you give us. Thank you for just the opportunity to share what's just haunted me for so long and what's on my heart, and the opportunity to show that there is freedom after years and years of non-freedom. Lord, I just pray that everybody can just kind of move forward in community that we have here, and continue to lean on each other for the different things that we need, and be vulnerable with each other, Lord. And I just pray that chains are broken, bondage is broken. I just pray for freedom for everyone, whether it's in their hearts or in their minds or whatever it is. Lord, I just pray for healing in the spiritual and emotional, mental, physical, just to get back and get those four pillars to be strong again, Lord, in the church, and even those that we minister outside the church, Lord. And I just pray that in everything we do, we give you all the honor and glory, Lord. We love you and praise you. Amen.